We're on the line today with Ben Hale from Western Livestock, a Western Livestock Commission firm. Of course, one of the commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. And next last sale of the year yesterday, Ben, the Monday sales, and a big one, over 13,000 head.
Yes, it is, compared to about 8,400 a year ago. And I'm not sure. I think it's probably the biggest one we've had this year. You know, one day sale. I don't remember us having a bigger one if we did.
You're right.
Yeah. And probably, you know, probably pulling some of these cattle forward. I'm sure as good as this market's been the last 3 weeks, we've pulled some forward. There's still a lot of wheat out there, but there are still some areas that don't have wheat. And I think those guys just seen those prices and thought, I'm going to take it.
Market news generally called it a lower market yesterday, but I would think better quality cattle still got a pretty good premium.
Yes, I think that is, you know, coming from last week with Angus Special to this week, I think a lot of it probably was quality. And then probably a lot of it, you know, them guys buying them after 3 weeks of such a bull market probably pulled back a little bit. I think it's a combination of both, really.
Well, anything really pop out to you between the calves and the yearlings yesterday?
No, I had some good 7-weight yearlings that bring a lot of money on the steer side of it. We'll be up in the 60s, you know, which is still good on the better quality kind. Calf deal is still just real good on a good one. Like you said, when you run a real good one in there, it brings something. But these things are still dollar. I mean, you know, they called it, you know, 3 to 7 lower and the calves 8 to 10. But those cattle still dollar out a tremendous amount of money. So it's still an extremely good market with probably the quality some of it. And I think we'll see and continue to see a good run all week and the market will be good. And then we'll finish up strong next week. For the next week will be the last week till after the first of the year.
So, you know, with one more week to go, how are things shaping up for both Comanche and Woodbird this week?
I think we're going to have a pretty good run at both of them again this week. Peyton's got some good cows, 60 off a dispersal deal, some young cows he's going to sell on Wednesday. And they had right at 2,000 last week. I don't know if it'll be quite as big this week. And Woodward will have a good run, I think 350, 400 cows today, and then have a good run Thursday. And I think we'll finish strong for the end of the year.
When you talk to these guys that you're working with and representing selling their cattle, what's the mood? What's the attitude?
I think, you know, one thing, when it gets good, everybody always says, how long is it going to last? You know, and nobody has that secret on it. But I think, you know, just they're wanting to take it. They will not want to leave any money on the table when you got, you know, some of them got a smaller herd because they've had to reduce and hadn't added cows back. So they sure want to try to top those calves out at the highest possible market they can as far as the feeders. Now, that's the main conversation we're having with them. They got the different insurance and puts that you can protect some of those cattle, and I think some of them are doing some of that just to protect the high side of where we're at right now.
So, folks want to talk to you about this market, about you know, moving some cattle maybe before the end of the year, but maybe starting to plan for 2025. How do they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone, Ron, 940-631-2333. We'd love to learn your business.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock Commission Firm out of the Oklahoma National Stockyards. They run Monday, Tuesday, of course, Comanche Stockyards and the Woodbird Livestock Market, also a part of the Hale family's efforts of marketing cattle here in the state of Oklahoma. They've also got a sale barn in Iowa, the Knoxville sale barn in the state of Iowa. More details on all these markets and how you can work with them, WesternCommissionCompany.com is their website. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.